Proclamation number 7388 of 9th of August, 1959. Banishing the demons. Warding them off. In the name of the crucified Savior Jesus Christ, you will be able to expel every evil spirit from your vicinity, for the name of Jesus contains the power which overcomes it so that it desists from you and flees. In the coming time you will very often have to resort to this help because the work of Satan's followers will get worse and worse in view of the end which these spirits will certainly feel, and they therefore know that they don't have much time left. They are facing a new banishment if they do not convert first, and although they are not fully aware of this, they nevertheless know that they will be deprived of their freedom, which they still have to a certain extent because they are supported by the Lord of Darkness whom they serve. They know that they will lose this freedom and therefore rage particularly strongly beforehand in order to bring you humans down who want to belong to me. But they are completely powerless as soon as the name of Jesus Christ is held up to them, whom they fear and flee from. These evil spirits work on them as emissaries of Satan. A new filth their activity is unrest, discord, hardship and suffering of all kinds, and through weaknesses of soul and bondage, for they prevent you, wherever they can, from good actions or also from spiritual bonds with the world of light and its inhabitants. They keep you chained to the world by repeatedly whispering worldly thoughts to you and try to tie you down with such thoughts in order to turn you away from spiritual striving, spiritual thoughts and good works. You will feel oppressed without knowing a direct reason, and then you can always believe that it is bad spirits who try to draw you into the dark spheres, albeit mostly without success. As soon as they try their hand at those who want to belong to me and whose hearts already belong to me through their will. The will which is directed towards me protects people from all attacks of the evil one, so that they will not fall prey to it. They will only have to suffer emotionally under its afflictions, for all spiritual peace is robbed from it by those spirits on behalf of their Lord, who seeks to prevent all redemption through Jesus Christ. Therefore you only need to speak the name of Jesus with devotion and you will drive the enemy away from you who does not dwell where Jesus Christ is, but who will certainly respond to every call, and therefore you will always have safe protection by calling upon his holy name. The death on the cross was not in vain. It snatched countless souls out of the enemy's hands and will still snatch countless souls from him, for he has suffered for time and eternity, for the present, past and future, and again Satan will have to experience the power of the name of Jesus, for he will lose appendage, although he believes to gain supremacy in the battle for people's souls. And even those he wins through their attitude will be taken away from him again and bound anew in matter, and the adversary will lose their souls again for an infinitely long time. Believe that you have power over him, that he does not need to win the victory. Believe that you possess a weapon with which you can surely drive him away. If only you call upon me in Jesus Christ to protect you against him, and you will experience my protection, you will be released from his power, for you are stronger than him through my name because you call upon me myself, and I truly will not leave you without help. For he who died on the cross for you is truly greater and stronger than your soul's enemy, and he will also use his power if you call upon him for help. Amen.